Can I do a review? The oxen and the donkeys are gone. The servants who watch the oxen and the donkeys are gone. The sheep are gone and those servants are gone, right? The camels are gone and the servants who watch the camels are gone. His seven sons and his three daughters are gone. Here's Job's response. Then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell on the ground and worshiped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrongdoing. For the next few moments that are ours together, I'd like to preach from the subject, aftershocks. Aftershocks. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Aftershocks. We've heard a lot about aftershocks in the past few weeks. And I wanted to give us a definition, a working definition of an aftershock to inform our discourse for today. An aftershock, according to Merriam-Webster, is a minor shock following the main shock of an earthquake. And then their secondary definition is an after effect of a distressing or traumatic event. You still listening? The United States Geological Survey recorded 8 aftershocks in the 2 hours after the main 7.0 earthquake that devastated Haiti on January 12th. Within 9 hours, 32 aftershocks were recorded. And on January 24th, by that time, there had been reported 52 aftershocks since the January 12th earthquake. I don't know about you, but God would have some explaining to do. Okay. It's just me. It's just me. All right, okay, I'm coming for you. Consider with me, if you will. Haiti was already on its knees, characterized as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and now this? Unimaginable damage had already been done by the first earthquake, and before they could stop reeling from the first quake, along comes an aftershock, one after the other, making it impossible to know their left from their right, their up from their down, their night from their day. Somebody shout, aftershock. So what do you do, brothers and sisters, when you're already on the ropes? When you're already fallen on the canvas, your right eye has a bleeding cut and your left eye is swollen shut. And the referee is still letting your opponent pummel you to death. Somebody shout aftershocks. For those of you in here, and if you did, raise your hand, survived Hurricane Katrina. Truth of the matter is the storm itself was enough, right? But then the levees broke. Aftershocks. And you thought because you lived in the rich and resourceful U.S. of A., you thought you'd be rescued right away. Nobody came. Aftershocks. And then after finally being rescued, you were brought to a place with no air conditioning, no food, no water, pretty much to fend for yourself. Somebody say aftershock. And then you discover that the insurance company won't pay your claim. Aftershocks.